Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
All right. I want to cut the intro song short today, just to do a short meeting. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. I thank everybody for joining on today's show. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I don't want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So this meeting is actually, or this message is actually for my Eagles Club members. Decided to do it on Blog Talk because I do have a lot of people who listen through the Blog Talk channel who I'm trying to convert over to this new paradigm shift. And so this message, again, is primary for the Eagles Club members, but it's also for anybody who wants to, you know, tune in to listen because the information that's going to be shared and should be short and sweet, but at the same time it's something that will be definitely be a benefit. So the Eagles Club. Eagles Club stands for eagerly advancing. Eagerly advancing. Eagerly advancing. Not haphazardly. Eagerly advancing. That means moving forward. Godly living. Not worldly living. Godly living. Economics. That has to do with our finances. Economics. Eagerly advancing. Godly living and economics. Scripturally and scientifically. That's the whole purpose of the Eagles Club. There is a website at eaglesclub.com. Again, I primarily promote the main website, masterteacher33.com. But there is a separate website just for the Eagles Club members, Eagles Club. So the purpose of tonight's short broadcast is to establish the new mission statement. So where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Let me say that again. Again, it's a quote from the late, great Dr. Miles Monroe, my first mentor. Again, I sat personally underneath him as he taught leadership when I was a young minister coming up at a church here in San Antonio, Texas. What's really important is that you guys hear that statement again. Where purpose is not known, abuse is automatic. Let me say it again. Where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Abuse is the result of absence of purpose. You show me any man that is doing anything wrong, I will show you a man that does not know purpose. Let me say that again. The purpose of the Eagles Club is to establish purpose. I made a critical flaw 25 years ago with the three-legged stool. 3 John 1:2, brethren, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. For the last 20 years, that's how I've been running. That's what I've been doing. That's what I've been focusing on. That's what I've been building. Wealth, health, and wisdom. Relationship was nowhere in the mix. It's not on nothing that I have written. So for every member that's in the Eagles Club, as you guys know, the student, the master never teaches the student everything. Have you ever taken any martial arts, any class? The student is never greater than the master. The scripture talks about that as well. And so if someone wants to be, anybody that's a member of the Eagles Club, I'm sharing with you what God has shared with me. And so it's like the blind leading the blind. If I'm blind, and I have been blind in the area of relationships, so the members of my group have been blind in the area of relationships, unless you come to the group already with an understanding of relationships. And so the new mission statement of the Eagles Club is wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships with God first, with others second. Why? That's the first commandment. What is the greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. What is the second? The second is like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. And so all that is the pillar of the Eagles Club. And so there must be a change in the mindset of myself first. And so here, this is the 4th of July. Everybody's out with their family. This is the first 4th of July, and I can't even much remember, at least 20 years that I've spent alone. I hung out with my son a little earlier. Then he went to hang out with his friends. And you know what's interesting when you're sitting alone? You really get some time to kind of mull over and go over how you live your life and some of the things that you've done, the choices that you made. And for me, I'm all about learning. Everything living is learning for me. I don't know about other folks. I'm praying to God that everybody likes living, and because you learn. So every day I live, I learn. So I'm not afraid of making mistakes because I'm not going to learn from them. This is no different. I made a crucial judgment. I made a crucial error, and I'm transparent. I try to be as authentic as I can because I want everybody, because again, it trickles down. I want my spirit, my ruling discipline to trickle down to the members of my group. And so if you don't want to be a part of an authentic spiritual organization that is not structured on business but is structured on spirit, this is the place for you. Now, is there a business attribute, a business arm? Exactly. That's what we're talking about today. So how do you put God in business? Go into the world and ask that question. At your next call, go to your job and ask, hey, how does God factor into, like when I was in insurance, I could not go to a corporate meeting in insurance and say, how do we factor God into it? When I worked at the Supermax prison, there was no God in the rehabilitation process. So I made that my point when I got out and I got certified and I became a reintegration specialist and I took all the psychology classes and I asked them, where's the spiritual element? And they said, there is none. I said, that's why the recidivism rate is so high. That's why when an inmate, a previously incarcerated individual, there is a 75% chance that he's returning back to prison within 1 year. Why? There's no spiritual element. So all of my clients, when I was a reintegration specialist, my recidivism rate was 50% less. In other words, mine was 25%. Of everybody that was inside of my caseload, only 25% of them returned, whereas everybody else, 75% returned back to prison. Why? I introduced the spiritual element. This organization introduced the spiritual element into economics, and I've reached change the names. I don't even like the word economics. I just use the word economics because it goes with the name Eagles. It's cleronomics. So the Eagle Club focuses on cleronomics. Now, don't have time to break that down. Again, that's all. Cleronomics is the economy of the spirit, not the world. Cleronomics is the economy of the messianic age, the age to come. So we are getting an advanced start on how the King of Kings, when the new Jerusalem and the new earth, the new heaven is established, everybody thinks it's doom and gloom. When Yahushua comes back for his 1,000-year reign, he's going to be bringing in cleronomics. Cleronomics is the household management of the soul. So in other words, cleronomics is the under-open understanding of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and intellect. Let me say it again. Cleronomics is the household management of yourself, not your stuff. See, I made a big mistake because I focused more on stuff and technology than I did on people and relationships. See, we're not here to build buildings. We're here to build people. And the first person you got to build is yourself. So let me make sure, because as I was sitting here today for the first time in 20 years alone on the 4th of July by choice, and I was asking God, okay, God, why do I need attention so much? Why do I have to be in the limelight? Why do I have to always be seen? Why do I need outside validation? Why is it that I push so much so that way I'm seen? See, one of the things that the members of my Eagles Club were saying, hey, Doc, man, we need to get this out. We want to help you. And I wouldn't let people in because then they would be stealing, in my little pea brain, my limelight. And so if I wasn't promoting my products, my service, and my information, I didn't want you promoting it. That was just hurting me, and it's hurting you, and the organization can't grow. And so number one for tonight's meeting is the Eagles Club mission statement has changed. For all of the members of the Eagles Club, if you look at your book, The Eagles Club, which is the mission statement, which is the entire blueprint for everything that I'm doing, everybody tell me, man, no business. Do you think that Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC, will give you their blueprint to their business? Never happened. Do you think McDonald's would give you, do you know if you have the blueprint? Now, Kentucky Fried Chicken is known for his 13 herbs or whatever it is, herbs and spices. So you think he's going to give that? That is proprietary information. So out of a blueprint that I'm giving, that's proprietary information. If you notice, my blueprint is found inside the Helios Biblios or the Bible. So is it mine? No. I'm a vessel. I have no ability, but I have availability. So it's not my ability. It's my availability. And so God is not looking for your ability. In fact, God doesn't want your ability. The Bible says there's not many wise that are called. God is not interested in your ability. He's interested in your availability. So are you available? Okay, you qualify. That's the only qualification. Are you willing to be used by the King? And if you are willing, my brothers and sisters, then this mission statement should vibe with you. Because if you look inside on the back, I said the Eagles Club employs the power of the three-stranded cord that it talks about in the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, which says, one standing alone is easily defeated, two standing back to back can conquer, but a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. So that was the foundation of the Eagles Club, a three-stranded cord, wealth, health, and wisdom. We rolled with that, great, last 20 years. And then I'm in my second relationship, crumbled, destroyed. Then it was like putting a snowball inside of an oven. It didn't even have a snowball's chance in hell. Why? That relationship is not even part of what I'm doing. And so there's no wonder that the relationship doesn't work because of the fact that I didn't put no emphasis. I didn't put no energy. See, attention, well, energy flows where attention goes. Since I didn't put no attention into my relationships, none of my relationships have been working. And so, number one, there's a mission statement change. Now we're doing a four-legged stool, not three. So now we're doing wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. Relationship with God and with others. And now we want to move the products to assist people with those four areas, not the individual. From now on, you won't be seeing my mug plastered around on Facebook and on all my stuff like I have it right now. Now, it's going to take some time. A lot of my pictures got my happy-go-lucky mug sitting up there. Instead, we need to redo it so that way people see the mission, not the person. Because purpose is more important than the person. Let me say that again. Your purpose is more important than your purpose, than your person. How do I know? The Bible says that your gift will make room for you and take you before kings, not you. Let me say that again. The Bible says your gift will make room for you and take you before kings, not you. Let me say that again. Your gift, which comes from God, God will make room for you. God will take you before kings. But if you trying to make room for you and you've been doing like what I've been doing, I want to be seen. I want to get my stuff liked on Facebook. See, I want to get a bunch of people listening to me on Blog Talk and on Sprinker. I wasn't interested in promoting my gift. Why? There's a hole in my heart. Could only be filled by attention. But the attention should have been coming from God, not man. And so I have to fine-tune my business and myself and my relationship with God and others. And I think you may have to do the same thing. Especially if you have been listening to me over the last 5 years. Because it's not that the information that I've been sharing has been wrong, it's just that the information that I've been sharing has not been 100% correct. Now, it could be right. You could be doing the right thing, but it could be done at the wrong time. And so now the products and services that we have in the Eagles Club Now we're able to move forward with, with those products and services. Because now the products and services has, I'm removing the ego. I'm removing the self. And now we got some humility in the products and services. Why? There's some humility inside of me. See, before I was just a little bit too arrogant, a little bit too cocky. Pride cometh before the fall. We all know the scripture. And so the Eagles Club, what we are doing moving forward is the catalog is already done. So in the next business meeting, we're going to make sure that everybody has this catalog. And then we want to lay down the pay structure so everybody is aware of the benefits. Why should you be a part of the Eagles Club? Well, number one, everything that I do, you get 50% off. Next series we got is an audio series, costs $199. Okay, oh, well, really, it's $100. Let me rephrase that. The next series is $100, just like the last series. Members of the Eagles Club, you guys pay $50. Non-members, they pay $100. So that's a benefit. Second benefit is listening to stuff like I talk about today. Third benefit is, you guys know, I'm restructuring the one-on-ones. I use text and let you guys call me any time of the day, 24/7, 365. That's changing. I'm just like anybody else. You cannot call President Obama anytime. You cannot call no other Reverend Dr. Bishop any time of the day. So I'm no different. Why? I have to respect my relationships. See, I haven't been respecting my relationships. That's why I've been allowing people to call me any time of the day, and I would answer. I would text you back. Those days are over. So we're going to have, again, you still have the benefit of, again, having access to me to ask me questions. But any question that you have, I guarantee you, I've already discussed it inside of a book or a tape. And most of the books and tapes that I've asked and suggested and recommended and begged and pleaded for the members of the group, especially to listen to, a lot of you haven't listened to it. In fact, many of you haven't even read the first book that I read 20 years ago, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich, which I've asked people to read. It's a requirement. I've asked everybody to please read the book Diligence. Why? It's a requirement. That way you understand what the Eagles Club is all about. It's all about being diligent. Diligent is the ability to make a concrete decision to serve God. That's it. Diligent. Now, it sounds simple, right? Diligent means you put God in the number one spot. Remember the series that I just did, The Seven Keys? What was the number one thing? Wealth, health, wisdom, relationships got to be in the number one spot. If you want that to manifest in your life, that's the word diligence. That's where I got that from. Diligence is the ability to cut, to kill, to mutilate, to maim, to destroy. Those are very, if you look at the definition and you ever look at those terms, that the word diligent, those are graphic words. That is what God says that you got to do if you want to have a relationship with him. Have you done that? Have you done that in your relationship with God and with your mate? Have you cut every other woman off? Have you mutilated? Have you destroyed every other phone number? Or you still got that little black book just in case for backup? You see, brother and sister, whatever you prepare for, that's what you get. If you're preparing, if you got a plan B, you're going to need it. See, I don't have no safety net. I don't have no plan B. I got one plan, and that is love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my might. Second, like the first, love my neighbor as myself. Do unto others as I want them to do unto me. It's simple, brothers and sisters, but we make it complex because we add things in. A lot of stuff that I've been doing, but I'm not called to do it. Therefore, I'm not effective in it. I'm effective in one area, and that is teaching. So I need to draw people into it. I'm not effective in the area of business. So I need people who are called and gifted by God to run the business part of the Eagles Club, because I'm more effective in nurturing and caring and uplifting people with the word of God. That's what I'm effective in. That's why I need to stick to my lane. That's why I need you. I need you to partner with me to take these 50 books that I've written and to take these 2,000 shows that I've done and spread the gospel, spread this, share this with family and friends. And again, we'll get in later meetings, we're going to break down and get more into under open understanding pay structure. And you guys know 50% of everything that you guys sell, you keep. Now, I'm still going to be the one that's doing the actual administering of the product, meaning the delivery, until someone comes in the group that's been called by God to do that. Meaning you, somebody order a Dear Kinnear report. You email me, hey, Doc, here's the information. I got a Dear Kinnear report. I start working on that Dear Connect report. I deliver it to you. You deliver it to the customer. If it's an immediate download, you give somebody the they want to purchase the book, Dare to Be You. They pay $19.95. $10 of that goes to you. $10 goes to the company. 50% of everything. Now, you also have the luxury of reducing that cost. But, again, that just cuts into your profit. I wouldn't recommend it because then that gets into self-worth. That's the problem I've been dealing with. What does that mean? That means we discount our products based upon our own self-worth and value. So the Eagles Club, again, is a spiritual organization of like-minded people seeking the deeper aspects of life and godliness. How? Eagerly advancing godly living in economics, scripturally and scientifically. We have been using a three-legged approach, wealth, health, and wisdom. That's all I've been focusing on. That's all I've been talking about. That's all I've been teaching. Now that is changing to wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. We have to promote relationships over wealth, health, and wisdom. Relationships now take center stage. Your relationship with the Creator and your relationship with the Creator's creations takes center stage over wealth, health, and wisdom. So we have the cart before the horse. So now we've got to change that. That is very, very, very important. That is the only thing that I want you to take away from today's meeting. That is the only thing that I need you to hear from this message. Your relationship with the Christos is more important than anything else. Your relationship with Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, or your relationship with Yahuwah and his son Yahushua, the HaMashiach, is more important than any book, tape, or anything else. We can talk about wealth all we want. We can talk about health all we want. But what good is it, a man, to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? So your relationship, my brothers and sisters, with your private time, your worship time, your ability to walk in the Spirit is more important than any wealth, than any type of health, or any type of wisdom you got. I don't care how much wisdom. I got a lot of wisdom. I work out twice a day. And I got a few pennies in my pocket. But that means nothing if I go through life doing what I've been doing, that is destroying relationships. I've been living my life in error. And as the leader of this group, I'm here to apologize to every member of this group. Because that disposition that I have flows down to you, and it opens you up. For that, I apologize. And I've asked God to forgive me, so I'm asking every member that supports this Eagles Club to please forgive me for my arrogance and my inability to be sensitive to the Spirit. Because it's not like I didn't know this. It's not like I didn't. I made a concrete decision to promote business over people. Because I wanted money and I wanted to be seen. Because there was no worth and no value within myself without that outside validation. Now, I'm going to go behind the scenes and I want the members of this group to go out front. So the Eagles Club is not about me anymore. So I won't be promoting the Master Teacher 33. I won't be promoting Dr. Will. Now I'm going to be promoting the products and the services. I don't want nobody to know my name anymore. I've done enough promotion of Master Teacher 33. I may even change the website. I don't know. I'm still praying about it. It's been branded. So much stuff is out there with the Master Teacher 33 brand. But that's not what it's about. We may start promoting the Eagles Club website over the Master Teacher 33 website. Why? It's not about an individual person. It's about God's purpose. It's about God's plan. It's about the gospel. It's about the good spell. And if we don't understand that, brothers and sisters, my ego was so inflated. And it was very interesting how that came about. Because I was doing a good thing. See, this is how smooth the enemy is. The enemy did not come to Adam and Eve with a lie. He came to them with a question. Did God really say? He didn't say God did say, or he didn't. He asked them to see if they know. Since they didn't know, since Eve didn't know, because God gave that commandment to Adam, not Eve. Eve wasn't even created when God told Adam, of this tree you cannot eat. So the enemy's going to come at you the same way he got me. Man, you're doing a good thing, man. You're teaching people purpose. That is great. Go out there, because where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So people abuse themselves and others because they don't know their purpose. They get angry, they get frustrated because they live in a life and they don't know why. They're in a job that is dead, it's not given. They are giving and they're not getting anything back. They just give and you don't get nothing back. You give and you don't get nothing back. After a while, you get overwhelmed, you get burnt out. But when you do your purpose, see, the more I teach, the more I get energy back. That's why I can talk all day, every day. Why? Because that's my purpose. So when I'm in my purpose, it's not work. When I'm in my purpose, I'm flowing in the spirit, in the ruach. And no matter how much I give, God replenishes me. So my energy comes from my purpose. So the more I oscillate and vibrate in my purpose, in those seven P's, with the purpose, then the principle, then the process, then the procedure, then the profit, then the prosperity and the peace, they all flow. But I don't have no peace if I don't have no purpose. And so I've been promoting my personhood, my flesh, my ego. I wanted my ego to be seen. I wanted to be heard. I wanted to be loved. I wanted to be validated. I wanted to be appreciated. I wanted to be people say, yeah, hey, Brother Will, that was great. That was wrong. Because the only thing that should be promoted is the three P's, the person of Jesus Christ, the place of the kingdom, and the purpose that God has given you inside of that kingdom. You are a saint. You are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. You are the offspring of God. You are an ambassador of Christ. The ambassador, what does the ambassador of the United States do? The ambassador of the United States represents the United States in a foreign country. You are an ambassador of Christ. What does an ambassador do? An ambassador represents Christ in a foreign country. We are in a foreign country. We're just passing through. As ambassadors, we are here to represent Christ. My brothers and my sisters, again, short message adding to the company summary and the mission statement. We know that we are promoting biblical wealth. We promote biblical health. We promote biblical wisdom. Now, we promote biblical relationships. So we have an entire product line for biblical relationships to go with all the products, the services, and tapes that we have for biblical wealth, for biblical health, and biblical wisdom. Now, biblical relationships is also going to be promoted. Well, the next meeting, we'll talk about the catalog, and I want everybody to start promoting the products in this catalog and start developing your own product. So that way we can put your product, your service, your information, and start promoting that, and you can start getting paid off of your own efforts in addition to the efforts and the products and services that I have already created. So next meeting on Tuesday, we'll break down how we are going to promote these products and services to the market. What is the marketing and advertising plan? So my brothers and my sisters, again, thank everybody so much for tuning in. I just wanted to let everybody know we're adding that fourth element to that, and we wanting to promote purpose over person. So this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you, because He will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. Happy 4th, and we'll see everybody next week. God bless.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling scenes, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. 'Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree.